situation is that the fuel crisis, we're in a dire situation, and it isn't just, to be fair, it isn't just in Killybegs or Greencastle or any of the ports in Donegal. This is right around the coast. We have seen a 70% increase in the fuel prices for fishing vessels since the Ukraine war on the 24th of February. And to put it in simple terms, consistently over the last few months, the boats are paying €1.05 for a litre of marine diesel. And to be economic, the break-even point is about 60 cents per litre. So there is no way in the wide earthly world the fleet can continue to operate at such huge losses in terms of going fishing. So we need support, and the other member states that are fishing in the same waters with us have given their fishing fleet support to date. And we want a level playing field, and we want it now.
Support has been approved for fishermen to help help cope with these rising costs. However, it just hasn't been released yet.
The situation is that in Ireland there has been no fuel financial support for fishermen. There has been in a lot of the other member states. They have quickly reacted. Gone back to March and April, and have introduced schemes which are still in place and right there until the end of the year, where they're getting 20 to 30 cents a litre support for their fuel. That is not happening in Ireland, and the European Parliament and indeed the Commission have encouraged the Member States to act quickly, because this is an emergency and has been fully recognised by the Commission that it is an emergency, and that Member States should bring in supports for their fleet as such.
Feel majorly disadvantaged then compared to the other EU counterparts who have received this support?
Yeah, because these vessels, particularly on the Whitefish side of things, these vessels are fishing alongside our vessels, and one vessel is getting 20 or 30 cents a litre support, and the other vessel is getting none. And I mean, we just can't sustain these losses. So we need action now. And as we see it, there is at least €5 million in an old fund that hasn't been utilised. And that could be released immediately by the minister if they were so inclined to do so. So we are calling that it's gone way past time when this should have been done, and it has to happen now.